The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Welcome to another edition of an Irish Racing Podcast here at William Hill. I'm Andy Holden, going to be looking at day three of the Listowel Festival on Tuesday, September the 7th. We've got seven races for you. We've got four on the level and we've got three National Hunt races for a mixed card due to be run on heavy ground, as we've seen the last 2 days at this Harvest Festival track. Testing ground has been in the ascendancy, so we are looking for horses that I've got a little bit of soft or heavy ground form in the past to hopefully get us through this afternoon. The opening race, not a particularly strong contest on paper. Only five runners go to post. Not really mad fan of Dawn Hoofer. I've seen enough in her to think that she's quite a weak, small individual that is likely to struggle on the heavy ground. So it looks a match between the front two in the betting here, Tonkin and Harbour Approach. And Tonkin has at least shown a decent level of form already on soft ground to suggest that he might just have a little bit of an edge in track knowledge and fitness. So I'm going to go with Paddy Prendergast Charge here, who's second on debut behind a nice horse of Aidan O'Brien's down at the Killarney Festival called Kew Gardens. I thought he kept on quite nicely late on to be a knock-knock to about second. And I don't anticipate a drop down a furlong here to seven being an issue here for this colt by Camelot. So Tonkin, quite a confident choice there over the unraced Harbour Approach in race number one. On to the 240 then, which is a 7 furlong handicap. And as you'd imagine, quite an open and competitive race. But I do quite like the chances here of UCUCC, who was a creditable third in this race last year behind Stamp of Approval, keeping on well off the home bend to finish third on that occasion. Now, this horse absolutely adores soft or heavy ground, as he appreciated that day, but also as he's shown his career in the entirety. His three wins have all come on soft or heavy ground. Indeed, he was successful when those conditions prevailed last time out at Roscommon, staying on very strongly late on to, in the end, win quite comfortably by 2¼ lengths. He could have done with a slightly better draw, but I actually think they'll race off the inside rail here today, so that might not necessarily be too much of an inconvenience. Others to mention are Bubbly Bellini and Club Wexford. Club Wexford also ran creditably in this race last year, and he won't mind the ground. And also Bubbly Bellini, who's been a grand servant for the McGuinness stable in the last few seasons, and he's coming here off the back of several good runs. But he has, to be fair, got a little bit to find with UCCC on their latest encounter at Roscommon. So I'll go with Susan Finn's five-year-old there in that competitive race. On to the 3:10 then, and quite a few of these have run to a fair standard already so far. Maze Runner is the choice here from the Willie Mullins stable, who finished third behind Nelson, who of course advertised the form in no uncertain terms with a victory back at the Dublin venue over the weekend. And given that this horse stayed on quite nicely to finish nine lengths behind Aidan O'Brien's Charge, there's every chance that it'll improve quite significantly and be good enough to claim this prize. He's by authorised, so a real test of stamina shouldn't be an issue. And given that he was fairly easy to back there on debut, one would like to think that there's a fair amount of improvement to come from this two-year-old. So Maze Runner, hopefully put one on the board here for Willie Mullins on the level in the 3:10. On to the 3:40. Bit of money this morning floating around for quite a few. Knowing You's favourite here, but that race down in Roscommon wasn't exactly the strongest maiden you'll ever see. So I'm going to pass her over quite readily here and go for Reuschenbox from the John Murphy stable, who, like several of my selections here this afternoon, absolutely adores soft ground. Indeed, this horse posted a very good speed figure when the prevailing conditions were in place last time out at the Killarney Festival. when she stayed on very eye-catchingly late on to win in the end with quite a bit in hand. Now, there's already several horses out of that race that particular evening, which have gone on to advertise the form. Horses such as Cash in Mind, Atlas and Sir Aldale Rose have all either won or been placed subsequently. So that time figure, as I suggested, is definitely worth its weight in gold. This horse also ran quite well at this festival last year when finishing fifth. But the ground would have been on the fast side for this filly by Nuriproj on that occasion. So I wouldn't pay too much of attention to that run. But nicely drawn today with her conditions in her favour. Expect Royce in box to go very well there in the 3:40. On to the 4:10 then, which is the first of the National Hunt race this afternoon. And quite a decent beginner's chase we have on offer here as well. One or two horses have got already decent form in the summer jumping sphere, such as Bamako, Manuvier and Rokongo. It's a good chance that one of the unraced brigade over fences will claim the prize here, such as Capital Force or Alto Escua. Of those duo mentioned, I prefer Henry de Bromhead, six-year-old Capital Force, who was a useful recruit to the hurdling ranks last season. And after several decent efforts and good maiden hurdles at one or two premier tracks, he found, once his sights were lowered, a much easier task, which he didn't squander at Thurles back in February. Thought good enough thereafter to run at the Cheltenham Festival in the Supreme Novices Hurdle. He certainly acquitted himself with a decent amount of credit when finishing 8th of the 14 runners behind Le Bake. Obviously, a big backward type was put away after that particular run. And being by Cave Tara, this big unit will appreciate the return to soft surface. And, of course, fences as well are bound to be what this horse has always required. So, Capital Force, quite a strong choice there in the 4:10. On to the 4:40 then, the big race of the day. Very competitive looking at 2 mile handicap. It's brought together several horses who have been in decent form throughout the summer jumping period, such as Law Girl, Denham Sound and On the Go Again. On the Go Again, of course, has been in a reasonably good form on the level for Michael Mulvaney. So it wouldn't surprise me if he was to be the better of those trio I just mentioned. But at the same time, I do think Prospectus will go well from the Gavin Cromwell stable. Now, this horse was plying his trade in some decent company last year as a juvenile, and he managed to get his head in front twice at Ferry House when the ground was on the testing side. That victory over Dakota Mariette was probably his best run on the speed figures, and although he didn't cut much ice and was pulled up in the Fred Winter at the Cheltenham Festival, the ground probably would have been a little bit on the quick side for this horse, who does really like to slog it through the mud rather than daisy cut yourself over fast ground. You know, he was due to run the other day down in Killarney to get a run under his belt for this race, but unfortunately the ground dried up and he couldn't make the gig, and Connection decided to come here. Noticeable that he booked the very, very good £7 conditional Donald McInerney to take the ride. And with several of these horses today, this afternoon, out of the handicap, it makes sense to look towards Prospectus, who has got in here off a nice weight to do the job for us there in the 4:40. On to the final race then, and one of the golden rules of the turf is if there's money for one of Charles Burns's in any particular race, then we should take notice, but even more so in a bumper. And this filly by Stowaway, Stacey's Pride, has been all the rage this morning, suggesting that we should expect a big run from this filly by Stowaway. Although she didn't cost a lot of money, she's actually quite nicely bred, and she's related to a useful hurdler called Sweetheart down the line. So it wouldn't surprise me if she was to live up to expectations here with Barry O'Neill on board and make a successful winning debut in the final race. Thanks very much for listening to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast, and hopefully you can join us again tomorrow when we'll be taking a look at Listowel's best day of the week, where, of course, we've got the highlight of the whole week in the Kerry National, which comes up later on in the card. So hopefully you can tune in for that tomorrow. Until then, it's goodbye for me for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.